Hello, everybody. This is Star Wars Podigy Podcast. So, if you're hearing my voice right now, this means I didn't go to school today. I'm sick. Yeah. Stream is sick. I think my mom is coming in a little bit, so I better make this quick. I just wanted to warn you, everybody, about what's going on this weekend, how everything's going to be working out. So, first things first, this weekend, I'm working on two podcasts this weekend. This podcast is the easiest to make, so this weekend, I'm going to be starting this podcast. I'm going to be talking about this podcast first, and then I'm going to be continuing the story while I'm doing that. I didn't really have a topic for today. I just wanted to start recording. I think this is a good topic. So, that's just what happened this weekend. And today's podcast is on what is the best Star Wars movie out there. Now, let me put it to you this way. There is no such thing as the best Star Wars movie. Most of them have a lot of flaws. Like, even the original three, which are my favorite. The original three are my favorite. I'm going to have to go with the third one. I think the third movie in Star Wars was just really good. Just had a lot of the things I wanted. It had suspense. It had character turns. It had character arcs, which were very, very cool. Their character arcs were very fascinating and interesting. Especially just Anakin's character arc. But yeah, I think that was one of the main reasons why I picked this movie. Also, I'm not gonna lie, Obi-Wan's hair was a lot better than in the second one. Because believe me, in the second one, his hair was a mess. And then the third one, they finally fixed his hair, if you know what I'm saying. But I think the reason why I like three is just we get the sense of like, oh yeah, Senator Palpatine is the bad guy. Oh yeah. He's the one we should be looking out for. Because all throughout the, like in the first movie, they were like, we were like, oh, wait, who's that guy under the mask? And we're like, some people were like, hey, that kind of looks like Emperor Palpatine. And we're like, no, they wouldn't do that. Emperor Palpatine in the first two movies gave off, like, a sense of, like, he thought he was in control, but he wasn't. And then in the third movie, he gained a ton of control and crazy stuff. Like, he just, like, in the second movie, he's like, let's do this, let's do that. And he was trying to follow along with his evil plan. But the Jedi was just like, no, I don't think we're going to be doing that. I think you're a little crazy. That's what they were thinking. But then the third movie, he gains control over the Jedi, manipulates them, and then he makes Darth Vader. Da-da-da! Yeah. Spoiler for anybody who hasn't watched the movie. Anakin is the Darth Vader. Kinda cool, kinda crazy. What else? I think what made that movie interesting is just the teamwork. Like, we just, in the second movie, we got to see how well the teamwork between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker was. But then in the third movie, we see Anakin, he's like, I know I'm destined for something. I want more power. And everybody's like, no, you are not ready. No, you are emotionally unstable by far. And he's like, but that doesn't make sense. Like, you made these people Jedi Master. People said I was the prophecy. Why has this prophecy not been fulfilled yet? Well, because you're being a real douche. That's why. I think, Yeah, that was just a great, he was like, wait, I don't have to do what they say, I can go where I want, and stuff like that. I think that gave it just a little bit more quality in the movie, is what I'm trying to say. I guess quality in the movie was very much helpful in that movie, because, like, it showed a whole different side of Anakin that we only barely saw in movie one, in the second movie. But, I mean, I guess we kind of saw it coming. We kind of saw it coming in the first movie. He was very outgoing, and he's like, I'm going to save you, Ma. I'm going to be the best Jedi ever. And it just kind of gave off, like, that feeling of he's like, oh, he's going to screw up. Like, he's not going to do that, because you just know. At 10 minutes, every 10 minutes, I feel like I go on break, just because I'm sick, and I just need to, like, recollect my thoughts, but, in 4 minutes, we're gonna go break, but, yeah, that's the best movie, I think, because a lot of people are going to be saying that the new trilogy, Force Awakens, Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker, they're going to be saying that's the best movie. I tend to disagree because, sure, they're really cool movies. I thought Rise of Skywalker was really good. They're just, like, they're missing something. I don't know what that is. It's just, they're missing something, and I don't think they can really bring that back from what they're missing. And this is all my opinion. Please don't take this seriously. This is all my opinion. Isn't that right? Hey there. My brother is laughing at me in the back. Isn't that right? Yeah, I guess we could say something like that. We could do something like that. But I don't know what I'm saying. I'm losing my train of thought. I'm so sick. I think I have the cold. And so I get my nose stuffy. And I took an Advil. And I took sinuses medicine. And I think I might need to take more in a little bit. Yeah, it's 12. I think I might need to take more. But to all those fans in Chicago, let me check outside. I don't know how cold it is, but I think it's very cold outside. I think the weather's really frightful. Christmas is over, Jack. But let me just see. Is the weather outside as frightful as I thought? Oh, you're in luck. People in Chicago, you guys are in luck. The weather out here is pretty... Like, I'm standing out here in long sleeves and pants, and it feels great. It doesn't feel that bad. So for all you fans in Chicago, you guys got it good. Uh-oh. Can't close the door. Get out. Come on. Good puppy. All right. Yeah. Star Wars is just one of those things that I just love. Now, when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about the worst movie. I already know which movie this is. I'll be talking about the worst movie known to mankind in Star Wars. Yeah, let's go on break. Alright, we're going to be going on break. Tune in like 30 seconds for more of this. Alright, that break is a little longer than expected. I just had to take a quick look at my notes, and we're back. This podcast should be sponsored by Belvita. If you guys were followers of my old podcast, you would know that Belvita is delicious. It's very tasty, yummy, scrumptious, and delicious. So before we get started with the bad things about it, I just want to say, you guys, please, so if you want, you can email me, please email me, jackaroo1127@gmail.com, jackaroo1127@gmail.com, send me a transmission, I will read it, and ask me any question that you want. Nothing bad, and I will get back to you in the next podcast. Remember, I can only choose one, so if a bunch of people do it, it will go in order, so if three people send a transmission, then that means for the next three podcasts, those people will be, you know, featured on the thing, in order, by the way. So, yep, let's do this. Worst movie, I gotta say, it's number one. It's number one. That's all I have to say. Number one. Why do I hate... I forgot what it was called. Why do I hate the first movie? In the best trilogy ever, why do I hate the first movie in the best trilogy ever? I'll tell you why. It just didn't make sense. I bet that there was some, like, Star Wars books that were happening. But right off the bat, you just say, a long time ago, galaxy far, far away, these dudes are fighting, and they give us the Trade Federation, and we're like, bro, what's the Trade Federation? What is the Trade Federation? And they just don't give you backstory. They're not like, the Trade Federation was this thing long ago. Sure, the characters monologue about it, but it's like, really? You're just gonna, like, no backstory, nothing. Just gonna dive right in and just be like, alright, I'm making a movie about a computer that can use the Force. This is an example. I'm making a movie about a computer that can use the Force. Now, this computer is in alliance with the Galactic Building Republic, and they fight the Imperial Pencils. We're not going to explain why. We're just going to say that the Imperial Pencils are super evil and that you should never touch them. It just felt like that. It's like, okay, let's jump in, and then, yeah, it just felt so, like, jumpy from the get-go, just like, jump into the story, alright, here's your thing, it just felt like that, and I was like, whoa, hold on, time out, who's this guy's name, wait, Trade Federation, hold on, let me look that up, oh, there's nothing there. And then in the second movie, they explain it. I'm like, oh, now I have to rewatch the movie for it to make more sense. Yes. That's why it felt like, and then I felt like, oh. And then the first movie, they kill a character. They kill Qui-Gon Jinn in that movie. And I'm just sitting there thinking, why was Qui-Gon Jinn so important? I mean, he did bring Anakin. He's like, no, this man can be trained. Anakin be trained. But, like, we could have gotten... There could have been so much stuff happening what's his face? With Qui-Gon Jinn. But they just didn't. They're just like, here's Qui-Gon Jinn. He's a really powerful Jedi. Yeah. And he died. Uh-huh. By a Sith. But Thrice Sith is super powerful. Yeah, well, this guy's also powerful. Uh-huh. He went through, like, hours of training. Hours. Yeah, he's very powerful, Sith, trust me. That's just what it felt like. And then, it was just so out of, it just made me mad. I'm just like, don't kill the character right away. I don't even know what this guy does. It just felt so weird. That gave me a headache. Wow, I really didn't like that they did that. I thought that was not intelligent of them, because then you look at someone like Mace Windu. Mace Windu is like, throughout movies, like throughout movie 1, 2, and 3, they give him 3 movies of survival until movie 3, where he has a respectful death fighting for the Galactic Republic. But it just, they showed him to be like the guy that is on top of things. Like, he was the dude who's like, all right, this is what we're gonna do. And then everybody gives him an idea. He's like, no, that wouldn't be wise. Master Yoda, do you agree with me? He'd be like, yeah, I agree with you, Mace Windu. Because Mace Windu was like he was one of the big deciding factors in most of, and they gave him that. Like, he was one of the big deciding factors of, you know, he was the big deciding factor of the thing. And he was even very worrisome of Anakin Skywalker, when he had the right to be worried about Anakin Skywalker. Because Mace Windu, who they said was like a very great Jedi, wanted to train Anakin Skywalker. And he said, the prophecy says so. And Master Yoda's like, yes, the prophecy said so. Mace Windu's like, I don't know. I don't think that's what the prophecy meant. And they're just going on. And Mace Windu's like, no, I don't like it. And then the end, he's like, I knew you were working for them. And then he gets his head cut off by the person that he thought was the bad guy, Anakin Skywalker. And Qui-Gon Jinn dies. Without even knowing, he dies knowing, I made the best decision, but he should have died knowing, I've created a Sith Lord. That's all I'm trying to say. He kind of messed it up for everybody. And then, like, even Obi-Wan Kenobi, he's like, now, Anakin, control yourself. He's like, yes, Master. He's like, please, we don't want you killing kids. And he's like, oh, okay, Master, whatever you say, Master, always Master. That's my reasoning why number 1 was just the worst movie. It just felt like it was all around the fact that nobody wanted Anakin Skywalker to be trained, and then they did want him, and then everybody was like, fine, whatever, Qui-Gon Jinn, who felt like the baby's like, please, 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 can I train this man? And everybody's just like, no, don't do it, Qui-Gon Jinn. Don't be that person. Don't do it. And then he does it. He straight up does it without them. I don't have any words. Thank you guys for tuning in on Star Wars Podigy. I'm Jack Wesley. Jack Wesley here, and next podcast we're going to be talking about the worst Star Wars character, so please send me a transmission, follow, us on Podbean. This is Podbean right now, all my Podbean people. I don't have any people right now, but for all those people who will be my people, welcome. 20 seconds, wow. Yeah, please send me a transmission. Who is your favorite character, and who's your least favorite character? Give me a question. I will shout you out. Tell me what your podcast is. You'll help us follow you. And that's it. Goodbye.